Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time, by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. But first, I want you fellas and girls to play detective. Yes, sir, I want you to do a real job of sleuthing and be able to report your discovery tomorrow night. Now, here's your special assignment. The next time you get in the family car, keep your eyes on Dad and your ears listening close to the motor. Now, watch especially close for this. Is Dad's first move to pull the choke way out? You know, the choke is that little gadget on the dashboard that regulates the fuel supply. Well, does the motor chug and spit and cough when Dad steps on the starter? And does he have to pull the choke away out before the car will start? Well, if your car does sound like that, and Dad has to waste time and gasoline, any real detective would know that very likely what you need is a faster-starting gasoline. And a mighty smart choice for any smart detective is tailor-made Skelly Aromax. Because there's a gasoline that's weather-right for your car. It's weather-right because it's tailor-made to suit the weather as the seasons change in each part of the country where Skelly gasoline is sold. It's always tailor-made for quick-starting in your weather. Now, remember this. A real detective not only finds the trouble, he does something about it. So the next time you step into the family car with Dad or Mother, be on the lookout for little signs of trouble. See if the motor chugs and spits and makes a lot of fuss about starting, on chilly mornings especially. Well, you know what to do about that. Just tell the folks they should be using weather-right gasoline. Gasoline that's always wide awake and ready to go. Gasoline that's tailor-made for quick starting in your weather. And that can mean just one thing to you wide-awake flight patrol detectives. It means tailor-made Skelly Aromax. Gasoline that's weather-right for your car. Why not stop for a tank full tonight? And now to Captain Midnight. Last time you remember, while waiting in the darkness of the underground passageway, Captain Midnight, Chuck, and Senor Pareda suddenly captured the mute pilot, Zollinger, who is in the employ of Ivan Chark. This is the same pilot whom Captain Midnight and his friends had rescued from a crashed plane. Zollinger writes two notes, and after the second one, he suddenly arises and escapes into the darkness. With the possibility of their being trapped underground, Captain Midnight feverishly reads the rest of Zollinger's letter.
Here it is. You do not need to fear. I will not betray you. Well, what do you think of that, Senor Pareda?
But, the Capitan, this man, we do not know him. We cannot trust him.
Of course we can't, Red. He just wrote that to throw us off guard. I'll bet he's on his way to Sharp right now.
See me, amigo. We must leave before it's too late.
Oh, but my Dolores...
Just a minute now. Calm down, both. We've got to do some fast thinking.
But this fellow's a pilot for Ivan Sharp, and he's working for him.
See, that is right. And that is not good for us.
I'm not so sure about that.
But look, Red. This fellow Zollinger must be carrying out Sharp's orders. Why, he's flying for him. And if he didn't want to work for him, if he wanted to escape from him, he had his chance when he was with us. But no, he wanted to get back to Sharp, and he ran away from us in order to do so.
Yes, yes, all you say is very true, Chuck. And yet there are some loose ends we haven't gathered together. There's something about this fellow that I can't explain. It's a, well, it's a feeling I have, a hunch. I don't believe he's working as hard for Sharp as you think he is.
But gee, Red, he's one of his men.
All of Sharp's men aren't nearly as loyal to him as you might suppose. Some of them serve him only through fear.
Ah, mi capitán, this is the situation terrible. I wish to see my Dolores. I wish to help her escape from this Ivan Shark. But if we fall into the hands of this Ivan Shark, then it will be worse.
He's sure right, Red.
Yes, I know, Chuck. It's a tough problem. But here's the answer. We're going forward.
You mean along the passageway?
Yes. We're going ahead just as we planned. If this pilot Zollinger does betray us to Ivan Shark, then, well, we'll meet that situation when it comes up. All right, now come on. Follow me.
Shall I flash the light?
Yes, senor. We must see exactly what we're doing. We've got to act, and act quickly.
Well, there's the hole straight ahead. Gee, I think I can crawl through now.
Just a minute. We've got to pull several more rocks out, and then we'll be all set. But now listen, there's one danger we've got to be very careful about. In pulling these rocks out, we're weakening the arch overhead. If another cave-in happened, it might kill us.
Si, senor.
All right. All right, now here we are. You hold the light, senor Pareda. Chuck and I start in.
Hey, these are easy to get now.
Mm-hmm. Look out, Chuck. Don't disturb the ones overhead. we pull any more of those out, the whole thing may cave in.
Okay, I'll just pull out those from the bottom.
That's it. Yeah, look at that pile back of us. Certainly pulled out a lot of them.
Oh, look at this big one here on the floor. If we can get that out, we're all set.
Yeah, just a minute, just a minute. I'll help you there. Wait till I get a hold of it now.
All together now. Let's see if it'll move.
All right, here we go. It's moving, Chuck. It's coming out.
Keep it rolling.
That's a step.
Ah, senors, that is good. Behold, it is now large enough.
What do we do, Red? Shall we go on through?
Certainly we're going through.
And what about the light?
We'll keep that on, at least for the time being.
I know the way well, senor. I do not need the light.
Very well, senor. We won't use it then. You take the lead. We'll follow behind you. But in order not to get separated, we've got to keep hold of each other.
Okay, Red.
All right, now. Put out the lights on your parade and we'll start.
Si, senor.
Let's go quietly as we can. Talk only in low tones. All right, senor. Lead the way.
Si, mi capitán.
Can you get through the hole, Red?
Yes, Chuck. I think I can make it. It's a pretty close fit.
Be very careful, senor.
Okay. I'm through.
So am I.
We will go forward then. All right, now. Let's go.
Oh, this is the blackest place I was ever in. You can't see shadows or anything.
Just a minute. Are we under the house yet, senor?
We should be coming under the edge of the house now, senor.
Gosh, what's that?
What's the matter, Senor Pereira? Did you hit something?
Si, mi capitán. But now I know where we are. Look, I will show you. I'll turn on the light.
Jiminy, crickets, Red. We're in a great big room. Well, look, there's an old table and some chairs.
What was this used for, senor?
Many, many years ago, in the times of my ancestor, when the trouble comes, then the women and children, they take shelter in these rooms.
Oh, so that's it, huh?
And look, there are other doors and passages leading from this room.
Si, mi amigo. There are many of them.
All right, senor. Put out that light. We'd better have a little conference.
Si, senor.
What's the next move, Red?
I'll tell you shortly. First, I want to ask Senor Pereira a couple of questions.
Si, mi capitán.
How far away is the door leading into the library?
It is not far, senor. We go down to the passageway, and then we will find the stone steps.
Mm-hmm.
At the top of the steps is the secret door into the library.
Is that where we're going first?
Yes, Chuck, I believe so. Now, we'll go up to the door, see if we can hear anything inside. If we can't, we'll press the lever, open the door, and go in.
Gosh, suppose Ivan Shark would be there.
Well, if he doesn't have more than one or two with him, that'll be fine. We'll take him by surprise.
I think this Ivan Shark, he will be in bed. It is about 2:30 in the morning.
How are we going to find Dolores?
That's something I can't answer until we've done a little prowling around. All right, now come on, let's go. We haven't got any time to lose. Okay, lead the way, senor.
Si, mi capitán. Follow me.
Look, Red. Do you see something?
Hold it, senor. Yes, I do see something. Looks like a faint light.
No, senor, it could not be. There is not one who knows about this place except Dolores. And she would not have the chance to come down here.
Maybe Ivan Shark has found out about it.
All right, now. Get your guns out and creep forward. Don't make a sound if you can possibly help it.
All right, come on. Do you hear that?
It's behind this door which leads off the passageway to another room.
Yes, and it sounds as if somebody was crying.
There's a crack down near the floor. And that's where the light was coming from. I'll get down and take a look.
All right, watch it. What do you see, Chuck?
Rays and beacons. There's a girl there sitting on a stool next to the table. I can't see her face, but it looks as
quick, if... Quick, mi amigo. Let me take the look.
Bend down here, senor.
Mi amigos. Mi amigos. It is Dolores, my daughter. Quick, open the door.
Oh, I can't find the latch. Oh, here it is.
Can't you open the door?
No, no, it's bolted. Wait a second. There, I've got it.
No, 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 keep out.
Dolores, mi muchacha,
Don
my Juan. Little girl.
Don Juan, oh, my father, it cannot be you.
But it is, Don Juan. It is your father. Come to my arms, mi pobrecita. Oh, my poor little one.
Oh, father.
Come now, mi Dolores. You are all right. We have come to help you.
But, Don Juan, who are these men with you?
They are the good friends, Dolores. This is Captain Midnight, a very famous Americano pilot. And this is his friend, Chuck Ramsey.
Captain, it is a great pleasure to meet you. And you also, Senor Ramsey.
This changes everything, Senor. Quickly, Senoria. How did you get down here?
Captain, I have the time terrible. This man, Ivan Sharkey, he has me taken down here.
Me, Dolores. Me, Dolores, you tell me this Ivan Shark, he knows about this place?
See, Don Juan, I escaped down here, and then this Ivan Shark, he finds the secret of the door. And he comes down here and finds me. I try, but I cannot get out the passageway to the barranca.
Oh, my poor little girl. You did not know about the barricade, the caving of the wall.
No, Father, I did not know about it.
Gosh, Red, this is awful. Ivan Shark knows about this passageway. Well, what are we going to do?
Listen, Senor Pereira. You stay in the passageway with Dolores. Chuck and I will go up to the door leading into the library. We will try to capture Ivan Shark. But if we find that's impossible, we will come back and help you and Dolores escape.
Meanwhile, in the library, not more than 50 feet away, a different scene is taking place. Ivan Shark and his chief lieutenant, Gardo, are standing near the desk looking at a chart, talking in low tones. Listen as Ivan Shark says,
"It is settled then, Gardo. We will land at this point."
"Okay, Chief."
"You will arrange to have one of the two-seaters ready shortly after daybreak. We will take off and then land at the place agreed upon. We shall leave the plane and proceed on foot to the temple."
"But hadn't we better take some others along, Chief? We might run into trouble."
"No, Gardo. I do not wish too many to know what we are doing. To know the location of a very valuable treasure, Gardo, is dangerous information for anyone to possess."
You mean dangerous for us?"
"Dangerous for you, Gardo, but not for me."
"Oh, well, I told you before, Chief, I ain't gonna double-cross you."
"I am mentioning this, Gardo, only to let you know the futility of such action."
You can trust me, Chief, I swear."
"We will say no more about the matter. And now, you may go. I have some dirt." "That is Fang. It must be very important."
"It is Fang, Master. I must see you at once."
"Close the door, Fang, and come in."
"Yes, Master."
"Come forward, Fang. What is it?"
"Shall I speak, Master?"
"Yes, Fang, you may speak in front of Gardo. Quickly, what is it?"
"I have news of greatest importance, Master. Black two-seater plane has landed in pasture behind Hacienda."
"Fang must be crazy, Chief. We didn't hear no ship."
"You fool. The pilot could have landed with a dead stick. Quickly, Fang. Which plane is it?"
"I examined plane well, Master. It is our plane, stolen by Captain Midnight."
"What? Captain Midnight must have landed here."
"Quiet, Gardo. Let me think. Senor Pereira knows of the underground passage and of the exit. He has been with Captain Midnight. Perhaps the barricade was not as bad as we thought. Perhaps even now, Captain Midnight is creeping up the stairway to the secret door into this room. Quickly, Fang. Put out the light."
Well, what will happen in the next few minutes? The passing seconds are charged with frightful danger for Captain Midnight and his friends. If Ivan Shark cuts off their retreat, what will they do? Don't miss the next adventure. Tune in tomorrow to Captain Midnight. And now, for your last chance. I mean your last chance to get that free bag of Mexican jumping beans and the free Ringo Jumbo game that you've been hearing so much about everywhere. Boy, oh boy, how you Flight Patrol members have been going for this latest free gift from Captain Midnight. I told you last night they were going fast. Well, tonight, I can truthfully tell you they're just about all gone. But there's still a few. So if by any chance you haven't yet called for yours, stop over at your Skelly service station with Mother or Dad tonight. Show your Flight Patrol membership card and get your free Mexican jumping beans and Ringo Jumbo game right away. If your Skelly man has any left, he surely will be glad to give you yours right then and there. But you'll have to hurry, so you better drive over to your Skelly service station tonight. Now don't forget to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight. Brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Until tomorrow, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly man, saying goodbye and at...